Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now. It's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas to grow this quickly. Symbiotica's supplements are made with 100% clean, natural ingredients. There are no seed oils, fillers, additives, artificial ingredients, or natural flavors in their formulas. They come in this convenient pouch that is super easy to travel with, which is perfect for on the go. For men who want more energy, to build more muscle, to get better sleep, and to feel their best so they can perform their best, Symbiotica is for you. Since subscribing to Symbiotica, I've felt more alert and energized. Mineral Shilajit is by far my favorite supplement. It's nutrient-rich, with over 84 essential vitamins that support overall health. This formula is great for men, as it can support reproductive health, boost testosterone, and support the body during stress. I think all men need to try Symbiotica. They are having an awesome promotion right now. You can get 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription. Head to CYMBIOTIKA.com and use code START for 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
What's up, faithful? You're listening to another episode of the 49ers Web Zone No Huddle Podcast, a part of the Odyssey Network. I'm Brian Rennick. He's Al Sacco. The legal tampering has begun in the NFL. Lots of news, lots of movement. Some movement in San Francisco, some big names that may be on their way out. And the 49ers have brought in a sizable name at the beginning of free agency. Al, I know my phone is about 0.5% just from all the refreshing on Twitter. How much have you been paying attention so far?
Oh man, you know, trying to do my real job during the day, but it's hard when you're just refreshing for 5 or 6 hours. And there was a time in my life when I used to get texts from people like agents and things who would tell me rumors, but that time is past. I have no connections like that anymore. So I gotta go to, you know, I'm just on Twitter, like what's going on and everything like that. Which is fine. It's fun as hell to do. But Brian, this is where my head's at right now. And as we go through this, you know, we go through it like fans or whatever, where just we hear something and we think this, we think that. We're looking at all different opinions and our brains are churning. When news broke Sunday night that they were going to release Eric Armstead, who has been a great 49er, who, despite what his stats say, is a very impactful player. He is a Pro Bowl level defensive tackle. He makes a huge difference if you really watch him. He was phenomenal in the Super Bowl. And I know he had some injury issues this year, but he had a terrific season. And he's been a terrific 49er. Now, when I hit, this is how good a season was. His 85.6 pass rushing grade last season was a career high. And he is 10th all-time in Niners history with sacks. And he is one of the most versatile defensive linemen in the league. Huge loss, huge salary. So when I hear that, and our friend Mike Silver, who was right on the ball, was talking about what the Niners might do on Twitter and everything that he said. But my initial thoughts go to their big game money. Mm-hmm. And I talked about Chris Jones. Obviously, he wasn't available. There were some rumblings that they looked into Christian Wilkins. In my head, other than that, you know, Wilkins goes to the Raiders, obviously.
Yeah.
My head keeps going to Danielle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I thought they were going after, and maybe they were. Hunter hasn't signed anywhere as of us recording this on Monday.
Right.
maybe they were and he was too expensive. Maybe we'll find that out. But when word comes that they signed Leonard Floyd, he's an upgrade. Make no mistake, he is an upgrade at the other defensive end position over Chase Young, who I guess plays when he wants to, over Cleveland Farrell, who's, you know, very, very average.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd's a guy who's had, it's like 10 sacks, 9 sacks, 10 and a half sacks, 9 and a half sacks last 4 years. He gets to the quarterback. Yeah. He plays, you know, he stays on the field. He's able to play. He's not a hunter. He's a Robin to your Batman or whatever you want to call it. He is a second edge guy, but that's what they needed. He's a speed edge guy on the other side who can make plays and get sacks, which is what they really didn't have over Bosa last year. Does that make up for losing Eric Armstead? No. Is the offseason anywhere close to over? No.
No.
But a lot of people are kind of seem like this was it. It's not it. There's more time, but I get why people are kind of like, eh. And it's just a one-year stopgap, Brian. It's a two-year, $20 million deal, $12 million guaranteed. He's 32 years old, or he will be in September. He's going to be on the team for a year. This is just a stopgap move. It's a Band-Aid. Yeah. So.
And here's the thing, you know, one, the Eric Armstead move has not been made yet. Matt Maiocco even tweeted out about 5 minutes ago that the 49ers did not turn in any transactions to the league office today, meaning that they did not release Eric Armstead. So all we've heard is that that's what the plan is. And the interesting thing there is that is not, I think fans, and I know I did at first, I look at it and go, oh, okay. So they are, like you said, going big game hunting. But if they release Eric Armstead, it's going to be a post June 1 release, because that's the only way that they get actual cap relief from it. But the part that sucks about that is that they don't get to touch that money until after June 1st, when free agency is long over.
Right.
So releasing Eric Armstead doesn't really do anything for them in terms of what they can do in free agency right now. And I think we have to keep that in mind. You know, like you said, Leonard Floyd, 10 and a half sacks in 2020, nine in 21, 9.5 in 22, and then 10.5 in 23. He was with Brandon Staley in Chicago when Brandon Staley was the outside linebackers coach there. And then he followed Staley to LA. And then he was in Buffalo the last two seasons. Hasn't missed a game in the last 6 years. That's big. That's a big, you know, kudos to him for keeping his body right and avoiding that injury bug. That's a part of it as well. And, you know, I think what they did with this move is they upgraded the floor of the edge rusher opposite Nick Bosa, because Floyd is a decent run defender as well, which again is something that the 49ers struggled with. So is this a splash? No. Is it a good signing? Yeah, I think it is a good signing. But time will tell what this looks like if indeed they do release Eric Armstead, because like I said, they haven't done that yet. And, you know, when news like that releases, it tends to be true. I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm not saying that they aren't going to release Armstead, but they haven't done it yet. And so, you know, there is that to consider. You know, to me, Christian Wilkins, you know, he signed with the Raiders 5 for $110. The 49ers were never going to be able to match that. You know, I think for me at this point, you know, DJ Jones was released by the Broncos. There could be a reunion there. DJ Jones played really well, played really well for the 49ers and a tremendous run defender. But to me, if you're looking to upgrade this line and Eric Armstead is not going to be a part of that, DJ Jones does not replace Eric Armstead. He's a good player, but he's not Eric Armstead. The problem with Armstead is his availability. And the other issue is it's just contract related. You know, the 49ers have played around a lot with his contract over the past couple seasons just to get cap space, you know, last year and the year before. And so the problem is that his cap hit this year is $17.5 million, and that's a base salary. There's nothing you could do with that unless you converted it to a signing bonus and then, again, just kicked the can down the road. And so they approached Armstead and said, hey, would you be willing to renegotiate that? And he said no, and I don't blame him, right? Because I think for Armstead, if they do release him, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he goes someplace and gets a two-year 30, $40 million deal.
Oh, sure.
From someone else, right? Which at which point, you know, he's now making more money than the 49ers were willing to pay him. So, you know, it really is all about kind of cap casualty. And again, what we need to keep in mind is if they do release him, it doesn't help them right now. It's not going to be something that they do because they want to sign somebody huge in free agency, because they're not going to be able to touch that money until June 1st. That money, to me, is probably earmarked for a Brandon Ayuk extension. That's, in my mind, that is likely why they are doing this, because, again, it's just post June 1.
Yeah, but, and that would make sense as well.
But when you talk about, you know, the difference between Floyd and Hunter, you know, Danielle Hunter, outside of 2021, when he only played 7 games, he has started 16 or 17 straight games since 2017 with Minnesota. And in those years, in 2017, he had 7 sacks. In 18, he had 14 and a half. In 19, he had 14 and a half. In 21, when he only played 7 games, he had 6. And then in 22, he had 10 and a half. And last year, he had 16 and a half. That is an impact signing.
He's a monster.
Don't know that signing Leonard Floyd precludes you from signing Danielle Hunter, but it certainly feels that way, especially if you're signing Floyd for, like you said, $12 million this year. I don't think at that point Hunter is on the table anymore. So then the question becomes, you know, do you make a splash at D tackle? And to me, the one that is available right now that I think would make a world of difference for this defense and for this run defense is DJ Reader, the D tackle from Cincinnati. I think that would be a big splash, but outside of that, I just don't see them doing it. And you know, we talked about maybe upgrading the offensive line. And then you look at some of the contracts that got handed out to guards.
Huge.
My goodness. No, Robert Hunt, 5 years, $100 million from the Panthers. You know, the Rams have upgraded. They extended their own guy, but also signed Jonah Jackson from the Lions. And Mike Unwenu is still out there, but, you know, he wants tackle money. Maybe they give him that and then they bump McKivitz inside, right? I don't know. But it certainly seems like, based on some things that Silver said in that article that we read, you know, a handful of episodes ago, but also a thread that he put out, I don't know, it was either yesterday or the day before, or it was essentially like, listen, the 49ers probably aren't going to make a big splash. They're going to look for value and they're going to wait it out and wait this market out. So, as boring as that is for us and for fans, it just kind of seems like the way that today went, it certainly seems like Mike Silver was dead on.
Let's take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you something that concerns me a little bit about Floyd, and then just about sort of the retooling that the Niners are going to do.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for
real. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
So Floyd, he spent last year with Buffalo. He was with, so 1 year with Buffalo. And, you know, I, again, the Bills are my Gumar. So I watch a lot of Bills games and I pay attention. And when the Bills signed him, read an article that said, you know, Floyd had never ranked higher than 23rd in pass rush win rate. His pass rush win rate had plummeted from 33rd among edge defenders in 2021 to 83rd in 2022. I do not know what it was last year. I'll have to look it up. Watching a lot of Bills games, the way it felt watching him was like he'd get a sack and he'd be like, oh, there's Floyd. It wasn't, you know, a Nick Bosa situation where you're like, dude, that dude's crushing the pocket or that dude's all over the place. It was, hey, oh, wait, there's Leonard Floyd. He got a sack. Kind of like one of those things, which, again, I'm not going to say I've watched a million Leonard Floyd snaps. I watched more recently this past year. When you're looking at those win rates and things like that and pressure percentage, maybe it's kind of the player he is, you know, where you're going to be like, oh, hey, there he is. But he has been productive. So that's a little concerning. What else is concerning to me? And again, this is just, you hear the news, your brain works. This is the fun part of being a fan and having a talk show and doing things like that. When I think of the Niners again, are you all in again for 2024? Well, we've been saying this is a year that's going to be sort of retooling and trying to go all in. This move to me is negative on both sides. And I'll tell you why. One, and again, the offseason is not done. This is not done. So I'm not saying, right, like, oh my God, the sky is falling. No. But if Arik Armstead is gone, you're worse on the defensive line today than you were yesterday, 2 days ago, or whatever it is, even with Floyd being better on the edge, because Arik Armstead is that damn good. He really is. If you don't think that, you're not watching the games. Arik Armstead is a hell of a football player. And I know he's been hurt the past couple of years, and I know all those things. But if you're trying to run it back for another year, while trying to retool, he was only on the year going to be on the team for another year anyway, but now you don't have him this year. Second reason why I'm kind of like, what the fuck, a little bit. Again, I'd like it for 2024, but just overall, and let's see how the draft goes. Let's see what else happens. We have no idea what's going to happen, but this is a Band-Aid. So you get a Hunter, you have him for 3 years. You get a Bryce Huff, who the Eagles got, right? Maybe you have him for 4 or 5 years. Just somebody like that is going to be on the team for a few years. This is just a year. So then in 2025, again, we're like, well, now what do we do? In the 49ers, if you're telling me they're not going to make another big splash, and they might not, you're right. What's the starting defensive line right now? Bosa, Hargrave, who is 32 years old and one-dimensional. He's not a good run defender. Mm-hmm. Floyd, who's 32 years old. And Kalia Davis?
Right now, yeah.
Right now? And even if you had DJ Jones, like you said in there, what are you doing on third downs? You know, DJ Jones is pretty much a, you know, two down player, right? I mean, he's phenomenal. He can rush the DJ Jones can rush the passer. He's incredibly athletic. But, you know, you think of, you know, the 2019 Niners when you have D Ford and Armstead and Buckner and Bosa and, you know, those kind of packages. That's like, holy shit, that's a defensive line. This one to me, it still worries me. They still need more depth. They said they might resign Javon Kinlaw. Okay, I'm glad he had a good year. But again, he's got knee issues. He only had one good year and it was in a contract year. I don't feel super great about that long term. So, you know, I don't know. This is one of those moves, again, not a bad move, a good move through 2024. But at the same point, I'm kind of like, I got to see what the rest of the pieces of the puzzle are here. And they're to come. But this one initially, I'm like, all right, Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, and that's, but you got also, I think one of the things that we forget about, Hunter is going to turn 30. During the season next year. So Danielle Hunter isn't young either. He'll be on the wrong side of 30 during the season next year. Or at
you
least
could say 3 years. Like you had three years with him, I feel like.
Yeah. And that could be the case, but yeah, we talked about this being a very pivotal offseason, and I honestly, if they release Eric Armstead, I don't understand the move, and it doesn't make them better now, and it doesn't really make them better moving forward, because Armstead was going to be gone anyway. So that's where the move is really really kind of an interesting and weird move to me, because again, you know, the dead cap on Armstead is massive. And so, you know, if they do it as post June 1, like I said, that doesn't help them. It doesn't really help them for this season. And if this is the season that you're running it back, you're, like you said, you're making yourself worse, unless they're in on somebody else, like a DJ mm-hmm. Reader. DJ Jones is not, that's not a replacement for Eric Armstead.
No.
You know,
and we love DJ Jones. I love
him. Correct. Jones. Correct. He's a depth piece and a tremendous depth piece. And if they can find, and that's the thing is Denver released him. And so, you know, they owe him money, just like, you know, they're mm-hmm. paying Russell Wilson to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I think is hysterical, but, and the Steelers visit Denver this year. So if the Steelers come in and win, or if Russ leads the Steelers to the playoffs, which is in my opinion, a definite possibility, just because that Pittsburgh team is always good on defense, can run the ball. Yeah. Tough division, but regardless, I don't know that they'd have to give DJ Jones a ton of money, and he might be willing to come for a year, you know, and get paid from Denver, and you know, there's just offset language in there where the 49ers, if they sign him for the vet minimum, then they pay him that, and then Denver has to pay him the rest. But mm-hmm. if you release a guy like Eric Armstead, there's got to be another move that you have coming down the pipe. That's the only thing that I keep thinking, is there has to be another move. You have to be ready to pivot somewhere else, because you are severely diminishing the one area of the team that you continue to talk about being the area that's most important to you, and that's the defensive line. So that's where I'm like, we just have to have some patience. We have to see kind of what transpires, because like I said, I'm hard pressed to think that they're willing to move on from Armstead, injuries and all, if there isn't somebody of either close to equal or more production than Armstead, because Armstead is important to this team, not just for what he does, but what he means to his teammates, mm-hmm. his locker room presence,
yeah.
his leadership,
huge.
All
it's
of
a
that.
Great point. It's a great point.
That's a big, big loss. And so again, mm-hmm. if you're making that move, you have to have something in mind. Otherwise it's just a void in leadership and on the field. And it just doesn't feel like that is what we've seen from this regime. And so, like I said, I have to think that there's another move. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's Leonard Floyd. I don't think they are releasing Eric Armstead in order to sign Leonard Floyd. That's right, definitely not right. what they're doing. So I'm just interested to see what it is. And is it a move that's not on the defensive line? Is it a move in the secondary? Is it a move on the offensive line? Right? Like, I don't know, but again, that money that you're freeing up from him doesn't help you right now in free agency. So it's just it's just really weird timing. And nobody has come out and really talked about like why. And mm-hmm. I think part of that is because they haven't actually made the move yet. That's the other thing we got to keep in mind. They right. have not made that right. move yet. We heard rumors. It's been reported. But like I said, Mayoko tweeted out nothing. The 49ers have not made any transactions to turn into the league office, which again, Leonard Floyd wouldn't be one of those. That doesn't mean that Leonard Floyd isn't going to sign. You can't sign anybody right now until Wednesday, right? This is legal tampering.
Right.
This is just you're negotiating, and then, you know, agents are putting it out there. So Leonard Floyd wouldn't have been a transaction anyway. What Mayoko is talking about specifically is the release of Eric Armstead.
And you alluded to what he does in the locker room. You know, we saw that video whenever it was with the other D linemen talking about him when he was, I think it was for the Man of the Year award he was nominated for. And mm-hmm. just emotional what they mean, what he means to them and what he does for them and everything else. They were just really, really emotional about it. So yeah, he is a presence that's going to be tough, you know, to replace in that locker room with that core, right? He talked about the core, but Buckner was a huge presence too when they moved on from him. I mean, Buckner was huge in the locker room and they made that move there. So yeah, Brian, we'll see. That's most we can say right now is we'll see with this. Again, you have to trust them that they know what they're doing. They've made good moves in the past. They've had one of the best rosters in the NFL for, you know, last 5 years or whatever it's been. So got to trust them on it. But still, the wheels are turning, right? Fans are thinking right now, how is this puzzle going to look at the end of the day? So let's get into it. Well,
I would say a little bit. God, I'll say a little bit of breaking news while we're here. This came out a couple minutes ago, but the 49ers have officially tendered Juwan Jennings with a one-year tender at the second round level, meaning that if he were to explore free agency and another team would sign him, the 49ers would get that team's second round pick. It carries a price tag of $4.89 million. Obviously, that really what they're doing is just giving themselves time to negotiate with him. And I would I would imagine, you know, a probably like a three-year extension. But it looks like Juwan Jennings won't be going anywhere because, again, I don't think any team is going to sign him to give up their second round pick. So it sounds like Juwan Jennings will be back in San Francisco.
And man, I just hope, I was just going to say, I just hope this Armstead thing does not linger until June 1st. And I just,
yeah,
just get yeah, it done.
No,
just get it done. All right. Take a quick break. And then I'm going to tell you why I was actually okay with the Colton McKibbitz extension.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
When McKibbitz got extended, there were a lot of people who were like, what the fuck? That I saw anyway. There wasn't a lot of positive, happy he was coming back. I'm good with McKibbitz coming back. And let me tell you why. First and foremost, the 49ers have multiple needs right now. We've talked about it. They need defensive end still. There's still in depth there, regardless of what you think of Floyd. They need defensive tackle. They need another corner. They've been looking at safeties. I think they need another wide receiver. They need offensive line help. They lost Charlie Warner today to the Falcons. They, depending on what you think, Olatu and what's his name? Braden Willis, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They may need another tight end. So there's needs on this team.
Oh, but yeah. Charlie Warner, by the way, Charlie Warner signed with the Falcons.
The Falcons, gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So there are needs on this team. By bringing him back, it's, I think it was a $7 million extension for 2025. Yeah. Very affordable. It can be backup swing money online if you need it to. But what it does is it gives you flexibility this year to not have to take a tackle up front because they do have, or in the first round, I should say, because they do have needs. And if a game-changing receiver is there, and Debo may not be there in 2025, that is a huge flexibility to have somebody like that there. The money he's making does not prohibit the 49ers from getting another tackle. So they can still draft a tackle the first round if they want to, or sign a tackle or do whatever they want to do, kick him inside to guard, which he's played before, or just use him as a swing tackle. So he can just be a versatile guy that you've had before. Third reason, if Trent Williams retires after 2024, regardless of what Trent says, we're on a year-to-year watch of Trent Williams right now. What is he, 36 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You still need tackles for 2025. You would need tackles, plural probably. we know McKivitz is serviceable at right tackle. He can plug in. We know that. And then we talked about the versatility of him being able to slide in at guard or back at the tackle. So it's, to me, it's a smart signing at the money. They're not signing him to be their long-term right tackle for the next 5 years. It's just a good, versatile offensive line signing for a guy that, listen, regardless of what you think of him, and yes, I do think they need an upgrade at right tackle. Absolutely. But he was serviceable enough to get you to within overtime of the Super Bowl. Right? So he wasn't that bad. I mean, they were still able to run a pretty productive offense with him. So do they need an upgrade? Yes. Is this a good depth signing, serviceable starter if you need it? Yes. I think both things can be true there.
For sure. And, you know, when I initially saw it, I wasn't mad. It was just like, what I was worried about was that they're like, yeah, we're good at right tackle. And based on the numbers, I don't think that is what they think. You know, I think they are, like you said, I think if they can't find somebody that they like or somebody in the draft that they like, that they think could, you know, could outplay McKivitz, then they still have a right tackle that they know they can win games with, because they won a lot of games last season with Colton McKivitz at right tackle. But I think the other thing it does is it gives you flexibility to either A, draft a guard, right, or center at 31. Like if Graham Barton falls, right, you've got a guard or a center that you could go with at 31. And now you still have McKivitz there, but you upgrade right guard. Or if you've got a tackle, now you can, like you said, bump McKivitz inside, and now you upgrade two positions at once. And so, you know, I think it's a fine signing. I don't think it's as egregious as some people thought. But I think the fan base really is focused on the offensive line this offseason. And I think rightfully so. You could argue that they've lost two Super Bowls because of their offensive line and the lack of, and the lack of, I don't want to say resources, but they really don't put many resources into the guards outside of Aaron Banks being a second round pick. Everything else that they've tried at guard has been, you know, I mean, Laken Tomlinson was great, but he was, you know, he was a flyer from the Lions, and he turned
to work out. Yep.
Which by the way, Laken Tomlinson is available. He was released by the Jets.
He's not the same Laken Tomlinson, though. He did not have a good season last year.
Yeah. Or the season before. But again,
he's in his early 30s now. Yeah.
Yeah. But you also didn't have Kyle Shanahan coordinating the offense in New York. And so, you know, there is something to be thought of there, but again, that would be a signing to come in and compete. And if he won the job, then great. And maybe that's like, hey, Feliciano went somewhere else. Let's call up Laken or whatever. But Laken played left guard, and Aaron Banks isn't going anywhere. So don't know if that's even, you know, a good move. But I like I said, rightfully so, the 49er fans are like, we need to upgrade the offensive line. And you know, it just, when you sign McKivitz, it doesn't feel like that's what you think you need to do either. And I think that was part of the reaction. But you know, there's a lot of offseason left. We really, really, really have to exercise some patience. And that's again what Mike Silver said in his thread on Twitter yesterday or the day before, was, you know, you're gonna need to exercise some patience. The 49ers aren't going to make a move similar to what they did with Hargrave last year. And they are more searching for value and kind of waiting out the market. And, you know, I think Floyd might be the biggest move they make over these first legal tampering days. But again, we still have tomorrow. There's still a lot of names out there. There are still some big names out there that are available. So just be patient, you guys. That's really all I can say, because if you're not, I think you're really gonna give yourself some stress that you might not need in your life right now.
Yeah, this is gonna be really interesting offseason. I have my concerns just because this team was so good for so long, and I really thought they had their chance and didn't happen. And I think other teams in the NFC are getting better, and we're starting to see now Eric Armstead is most likely the first domino to fall from the core that has been so good for them to get them to this point. You can bring in other guys. You don't know if they're going to be able to make these same runs. The durability just of, I know Armstead's missed games, but the core being able to play 4 out of 5 seasons, 19, 20 games. It's a lot. It's really hard on your body. That's hard for teams to do. That's why a lot of teams don't do that unless you have a Patrick Mahomes or a Tom Brady. If you don't have a quarterback like that to play long seasons like this and have a core that can do it. And, you know, Armstead's missed games, but he showed up. He's been there in the playoffs. You know, and Bosa missed a season, but for the most part, he's been there. Fred Warner's been there. Kittle misses games and Debo misses games, but, you know, they've played in these long seasons. So you don't know that you're going to bring in the same type of guys. So it's going to be a really interesting season to retool. And we'll see. We'll see. I don't know, man. Little shell shock after today, I think, and for the Armstead thing, but we'll see where we go. We got like 6 months to talk about it.
So. Yeah, we do. I think there's been some interesting moves around the league as well. You know, the Eagles are signing Bryce Huff and Saquon Barkley. Seems like they're, you know, I said something about them getting a lot better. People didn't necessarily think that I was correct, but you know, part of them getting better is bringing Vic Fangio in and bringing Kellen Moore in. And hey, let's not forget Big Dom will be back on the sidelines, which apparently is part of.
Yeah, they lost Kelsey. You know, they lost, you know, they've had Fletcher Cox for Cox retired. Mm-hmm. Right. They lost some guys too.
But they also have the replacements on the roster already, which is, again, a shrewd move by Howie Roseman, because Kelsey talks very highly of Cam Jurgens, who will be his replacement. And then, you know, they drafted Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in back-to-back years. You know, Davis didn't pan out his first two seasons, but you never know. But they've got guys to replace them. Not that, again, you know, Kelsey is a generational talent at center. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Just a freak of an athlete at the size that he is. And then it sounds like the Giants and Panthers are working on hammering out a trade. It looks like Brian Burns will be a New York Giant, which eliminates any of those. Eliminates
the Niners swing that.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what the compensation is, because the Giants have a pretty high draft pick. And if they're sending their first round pick, there's nothing that the 49ers could do to beat that. So,
and the Joey Bosa stuff doesn't excite me either. He's declining. He's missed 20 games the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't something, other than the cool part of the Bosa brothers playing together. Sure. That wasn't something where I was like, oh, that'd be awesome. Khalil Mack is another older guy, probably Band-Aid. It's probably a year or two. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Daniel Hunter was the guy I had pegged. He was the guy I wanted.
And he's still out there. So, I think this Floyd signing says that they're not going to be in on Hunter, but we'll see. Yeah. The other thing with Bosa and Mac is that they are owed a roster bonus by the Chargers on Friday. So if the Chargers do decide to cut ties with them, meaning a release and not a trade, they will become available. And again, very similar to Russell Wilson, right? You might be able to entice Joey Bosa to come play with his brother for a vet minimum, right? Because the Chargers are already going to be paying him. And at that point, that's a move you'd make, because there's no reason not to. But again, that's not a signing where you go, yeah, we've got things figured out. You've got things figured out for maybe 5 games, right? Because that's about as many games as Joey has played the past two seasons. So again, that wouldn't be a move where you're done, right? It's just a move to add depth or whatever. But yeah, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting offseason, because they are stuck in the middle of trying to be prudent and not really hamstringing themselves for the future, but at the same time trying to gear up for one more run with this core. And so, you know, those are moves that I think a lot of us probably can't predict, right? There's another guy out there that I think would be awesome on the edge, and that's Josh Uche. He is still out there. Go ahead.
Burns, the trade just went through as we're recording this, and the Giants are giving him 5 years, $150 million, 87.5 guaranteed.
There you go. Yeah.
That is a giant contract.
And that is not something that the 49ers would be able to give him. And it sounds like the compensation going back to Carolina is a second and fifth round pick, which embarrassing for Carolina, because 2 seasons ago, the Rams offered them 2 first round picks and they said no. And then I believe there were multiple teams who were willing to offer a first round pick at the trade deadline this season, and Carolina still said no. And now they franchise him and send him to New York for a second and a fifth. So yikes, that's not a great look for Carolina, but on the same day that they gave Robert Hunt 5 years and $100 million.
You know what, with these contracts, you know, you see free agency and everybody's like, oh, I want my team to do that. The Niners have already done, the Niners got Nick Bosa. They sent him a huge contract. And Fred Warner, right. And George right. Kittle, and Deebo Samuel. You know, a lot of these teams don't have guys like that they've re-upped and signed. So, but, you know, again, this core is getting older. How are they going to retool? That's what we're going to see. Fascinating yep. offseason. Fascinating. I feel a little lukewarm and blah about today, but again, it's day one. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Day two and three and four.
And and we'll pop on. You know, we'll be back at some point this week. But if something big happens, you're me or Brian or both of us. We'll see. Somebody will come in and react to it. But until then, absolutely. We'll talk to you guys.
Later.
That is on three. 1, 2, 3.
Ah! 2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.